would you like to, or shall I?
Up to you. Up to you, babes.
I haven't done it in a while.
You go. Oh, please.
Thank you. Hi, this is How Do I Deal? I'm Ella.
And I'm Jade.
How are you, Jade?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, how's your day been?
Yeah, it's been good. I had some weird dreams last night, though, because of the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I assume it was because of the full moon.
Yeah, it totally was.
I feel like such a witch right
now. Wait, sorry. Was the full moon last night or the night before? Because both nights it was like...
Oh, sorry.
Wowza.
It was full moon in Australia on the 27th? 28th.
Okay, yeah.
So Monday night.
Last night.
Wait, that was today? It doesn't matter because for the podcast, people are listening to this in a completely different time frame. Yeah. Anyway.
But I need to know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I had this like... these crazy dreams. They were just like really fucked up weird dreams, and I assume it was because of the full moon.
Totes.
But did you get your crystals out in the full moon for a bath?
No, I fucking forgot about it, thank you very much, but I'm looking right now at my crystals sitting out on the balcony, like hoping to get some charge from the moon, like on the third day after. Yeah.
So they say that you can charge them for the 3 days. So the day before, day after the full moon is apparently also filled with some sort of
charge?
Cosmic energy?
Yeah. Well, mine's like having an absolute bath at the moment. Yeah. I'm just looking at it, just splashing around in the tub.
Well,
that is my balcony.
Yeah. I said to my housemate as I was walking out with like my necklace with the quartz on it.
Rose quartz, yeah.
Rose quartz, yes. Looking for love. That's my next podcast. And I was like, this is going to be the most hippie sentence you've heard, but I'm just taking my rose quartz necklace out to bathe in the full moon. And he was like, why? And I was like, to recharge. He was like, right, it needs batteries, does it? And I'm like, yes. Powered by the lunar, by the moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People just don't get it sometimes.
They just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Did you feel weird? No, okay, that's the thing. Like, usually I do, and I really notice the full moon thing. And also, it was like a blood moon this time, whatever
that
means.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see it because it was only in the northern hemisphere.
So usually I'm, like, quite aware of, like, you know, kind of where the moon is and, like, what it's doing. I say kind of. I'm no fucking expert. I'm no lunar expert. But I was, like, pretty unaware this time, and I can't remember. I don't think I had dreams. Well, I did have dreams like last night and the night before, but I can't remember them because, you know, when you don't remember them as soon as you wake up, they're just kind of like gone forever.
Yes.
Unless something sparks your memory, and nothing is sparking my memory, so I can't remember. They're gone.
See, like mine was so bad that I woke up and I had to shake it off before I got back to sleep. Like I was too scared.
No.
What?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, shake it off. Yeah. It was so strange, like, my hearing about other people's dreams is so fucking boring, but I'll give it to you briefly.
Yeah.
My brother and I had locked ourselves in a house and closed all the blinds and turned all the lights off, and we were laying on the floor because our neighbour was, like, circling around just screaming, like, I know you're in there.
Oh, fuck.
You guys didn't tell me that, like, my dog had died and it's all your fault. And she was, like, bashing on windows, like, and kicking doors and, like, I know you're in there. I can see you.
That's horrible.
And I woke up and I was like, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those yucky feelings.
That's a creep. That's a creepy one.
That's a toad's creep.
Yeah.
But, yes, he is. What's your news?
Nothing. What's your highlight so far of today?
Of today? Oh, babies.
Yeah.
I got to meet Brooke's children.
Really?
They're so cute.
Oh, I've met them before.
So there's like a tiny little one, like dummies and nappy, but like walking, whatever age that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like two?
One, two.
One and a bit, like late one.
Yeah, late ones. Definitely in their late ones. Oh, that baby is definitely in her late ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a dummy in his mouth and was carrying two other dummies. I was just like, you got three dummies. Like, you know how they do anything and it's adorable? Yeah,
and like, I find it, I can't really talk to babies. I'm only good at talking to, like, children where I can just speak to them like a normal human being because I'm not good at being like, and it's just stating the obvious, like, oh, you've got three dummies.
Yeah.
Oh, look at your little shirt. It's got a bat on it. You know?
Yeah. It's weird to ask opinions of, like, a child. You kind of just, point at something on them and say that you like it.
Yeah.
Like, with the little girl who was a bit older, I think she would have been, like, 3.5.
Yeah.
What's
your conversation with her?
Yeah, I was like, you've got a cool ribbon. Isn't that super cool?
Just stating the obvious. Yeah, I guess I can do that. It's like the, like... God, I don't know.
Yeah.
So bad.
I don't know. What was your highlight of today?
Well, it's not a very good one.
Oh, no.
But...
A low light?
No, it's a highlight. But I just mean, like, when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, babe, you've had a fucking boring day. And I have, so thank you. Oh my God, it's so bad, actually. No, but it was just like, it kind of excited me. So, I was driving from St. Kilda back to home,
mm-hmm.
back home. And I heard on the radio they did like the news updates for the day or whatever. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
On the edge of your seat. Yeah. I can see.
Can't wait for something interesting to happen.
Give me a sec. And one of the news highlights was something about... a building in Brunswick had, like, its roof collapsed because something about soil and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, like, roof collapsed, Brunswick, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, Brunswick. I live there.
Yeah.
And then they said something about Nicholson Street, and I was like, oh, well, I'll be driving down Nicholson Street.
Yeah.
And then I was driving down Nicholson Street, and I actually saw it, and I saw, like, news crew and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, this roof that had fallen down. But it's just, like, it really came full circle yeah. for me. Like, you hear about news things on the news. And, but like, how often have you seen something that's been on the news?
Never.
Well, there you go.
Like, not and in real life. Was,
yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. you're so detached from the news. Yeah. It's very so rare that, like...
I've seen this one. I've seen it. Yeah.
Which crews are there? Seven?
Okay, when I say news crew...
Channel 31.
No, it was... Okay. I... When I say news crew, I mean, like, a bunch of people
mm-hmm.
and one guy with a tripod. It didn't even...
no camera, just a tripod.
It didn't even have a camera on it, but they were probably packing up.
Oh, yeah, good point. You'd already heard the news. So...
Oh, way back in St. Kilda.
Yeah.
We're talking Nicholson Street at this point.
You've hit them.
We're talking Brunswick East.
They packed up by that point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And no fatalities, by the way.
No one died.
Yeah. All good. I wouldn't, you know... Yeah.
Sick. Why did the roof fall in? Because soil was
something
on it.
Something about soil, like, I'm sure soil wasn't on top of the roof, but that's like what it sounded like.
Someone tried to grow, like, a vegetable garden on their roof.
But, like, surely, like, unless you...
People are dumb.
Can't be heavy. Like, that shouldn't be heavy enough to, like... This is a brick building.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, look, in my mind, yeah, there was soil on the roof. There was a lot of it.
And there was no fatalities, thank Christ. Yeah. Anyway, would you like to know what we're talking about today, Jade?
Yes, please.
We are talking about sex positivity.
Ooh.
So, would you like a definition of that?
Yeah, give me the def.
Cool. So, to be sex positive, mm-hmm. I think that, like, I can definitely consider myself a sex positive person.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I am too.
Yeah. So, an approach to sex and human sexuality that embraces the full benefits of sexual interaction as healthy and uplifting. Based upon the premise that sexual expression is good and healthy,
mm-hmm.
and that societal repression or control of someone's sex drive is bad and unhealthy.
Okay.
So essentially it's like, in layman's terms, like you're open and happy and healthy about sex, so you're positive about it.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the opposite to people say, like in that last sentence it was... Oh, yeah, repression or control of someone else's, like, sex
drive. Someone else's drive. Sex. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like saying people, like, you know, the churches say to people, like, it's only for procreation.
Oh, like how abortion is illegal or something like that in some places. Like that's, yeah.
It's kind of full circle. Like, it's definitely intertwined with the feminist community because being sex positive as a woman is kind of like... being sex positive, like in enjoying it and being it making you feel good and being really healthy about it.
Mm.
It's for some reason seen as like a really detrimental thing when women are enjoying sex like constantly, regularly, or at the same level as men.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, that's why it's kind of intertwined with the like feminist perspective.
Mm, mm.
But it like comes down to anything, like just people being like open-minded about other people's stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, a lot of things that I don't necessarily, like, enjoy during sex, I don't think they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Or I don't think, like, I don't think that person's a weird or bad person for it.
No.
I think to be sex positive is to understand that, like, everybody has different, like...
Quirks.
Things they like. Yeah. And just kind of it's essentially being okay, like, yeah, get in there, have a few orgasms. Yeah. Like, what you're doing in your bedroom has got nothing to do with me. Like, yeah.
Well, like, I think on, like, a larger scale, like,
mm-hmm.
And I think I've touched on this, like, a few times with various topics, but, yeah, I guess it irks me. It really miffs me when, like, anyone has a bad opinion on something that... Do you know what I mean? Like, how silly to, like, be... Like, to... I don't know, to form an opinion on how someone else decides to live their life, whether it be, like, sexually or whatever, you know.
And that can be your orientation. Like, when you see people, like... It's always on Facebook or YouTube comments because everybody gets a say, like, and they're all... Not all uneducated, but a lot of them are, like, complete arseholes.
Yeah.
You see some, like, I don't know, really cool gay rights campaign, and there's always arseholes on there, like, this is unnatural, this is blah, blah,
yes.
this is... How have you formed that opinion? Like, you're not a homosexual man or woman. Yeah. You're not...
And, like, and how the fuck does it affect you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your day-to-day life anyway.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone... I don't have Facebook, so...
Mm.
Yeah, but do you have anyone on your Facebook that's, like... I guess we both went to Catholic school, but it wasn't, like, there weren't really that many religious people at our school, were there?
No, no,
do you have
really.
Anyone, like, from school or anything on your, any of your social meds that do, like, put up those statuses that are, like, you know, fucking Jesus is life and
no.
hell, gay,
yeah,
whatever?
No, no, nothing like that. There's definitely anti-feminist people.
Well, we are from the country.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, like... I think they all think that feminism is, they love to call us feminazis.
Ew.
Or say, like, calm down, stop being such a feminist.
Stop, yeah.
It's like a really, it's kind of like, oh, you don't actually understand what that means. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I do have some people that are, like, you know, slut shamers.
Yes.
And...
That's very common.
Yeah.
With, yeah, I like, with girls... Like, girls.
Boys and girls, yeah.
I've noticed it a lot with, like, girls slut-shaming other girls, and I just kind of think, like, aren't we on the same side?
Yeah, you know? Come on, womanhood. Like, please, back up your fellow sister.
Yeah.
She wants to, like, get off as much as the next person. Yeah. Just let her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, because that's, like, sex is so healthy.
Yeah.
And it's so natural
and
normal, and it's a part of, like, relationships, it's a part of, like, biology.
A big part of relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not in a relationship, if you just want to go and, like, intercourse somebody that you just find attractive, you should be able to go and do it. As long as you're doing it safely and you're not harming anyone else, protecting yourself, then, like, get amongst it. Like, touch someone's genitals. It's fantastic.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, part of it is, I think, being sex positive is being, like, positive about yourself and being comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
So I think women who really enjoy sex, they don't question themselves.
Yep.
It's like, all right, I'm going to get in. I want to do this. I know it gets me off and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Like, we're not in there, like, going, oh, I'm not sure, like, I'm covering your boobs or, like, it's like being insecure. It's kind of, you get in there, you want to get the job, not job done, but you're looking to reach that climax.
Yeah.
I sound like a health teacher.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, girl. But yeah, so, like, it's a healthy self-image. It's like self-love and confidence.
Yeah.
It's like, I think sex is, like, really powerful, and I think that parts of good sex is feeling sexy.
Yeah.
So I think that's loving yourself first.
Yeah.
And being really, like, yeah, like, I got this. Like, I am a whatever gender you are.
Yeah.
I'm empowered by that. I'm a seeking this.
Yeah.
I
think, like, isn't it funny, something you said just anyway, isn't it funny, like, I think with that, communication is key, like, with anyone that you're having sex with.
Yeah.
And isn't it weird that, like, I think a lot of people find it hard to be, like, have quite open communication in regards to, like, things that they want in sex
or,
you know, like, how, you know. But it's, like, if you're letting them put their dick inside you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, letting the reverse
vice
of that.
Vice versa.
Or
with, like, gay lesbians.
Yeah.
Putting digits, things.
Whatever.
In every orifice. Like,
if you're allowing them to do that, I think, like, speaking to them should be easier, but for some reason it's not.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
Daisy. Dog barking. We got a barking dog. But, yeah, no, you're right with the communication thing. I think that with sex positivity, both sides have to be completely respectful as well.
Yes.
Bringing to be sex positive is to really, like, you're definitely down for everything.
Yeah.
But you want to respect, both partners need to respect each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's parts, things that you see on, like, porn, which wouldn't be deemed, I don't think, like, porn itself is sex positive because everyone can watch it and, like, enjoy themselves, but it is just entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that the sex in porn is not, it's not real. Definitely.
It's not realistic at all.
It's not real.
I mean, like, no, I think some can be, like, I know that there's, like, a lot, like, porn sort of more aimed at women.
Oh, yeah.
As in, like, so maybe that could be more.
Yeah.
You know.
But, yeah.
But generally speaking, yeah.
The communication thing, though, like, you do have to talk to each other. Like, you can't just assume that someone wants something and shove something in somewhere.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not, like.
It's not kosh.
It's not kosh.
Yeah.
It ain't kosh. It ain't fly. So, yeah. But. Oh, what else was there? Just looking at a list of things I've written down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's something that I am very passionate about.
Yeah.
Being sex positive.
Like, accepting, do you think? Because I think, like, I don't know, with, yeah, you were kind of saying before, like, you know, if someone's into something, it doesn't mean that you have to be into it, or it doesn't mean that you have to do that thing.
Yeah.
You know, to because
be
they want it.
Positive.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, like, accepting that and not judging for it as well. Like, you can't, well, I don't know. I don't think you can really help what, like, your sexual kinks are.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no way.
It just sort of evolves. I don't know how.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The human mind is so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that sex is so complicated and, well, it can be very simple, but, like, people's kinks, like, the way their minds work, their orientations, like, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
And to be, like, to find out more and more about, like, that kind of whole world or, like, the human psyche in relation to sex is so, so very interesting. Because, yeah, some things, like, get some people off that other people would just be like, that's a thing?
Yes. Like, oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we have a question?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sick. All right. So we'll lead into our question. That was very smooth, by the way.
Me pointing.
No, just me stumbling over every word.
Yeah, yeah. So the question today comes from Steve, although it's from a female.
That's all right. Stevina.
Stevia? Stevia. No, that's not
Activia.
Yeah, that's it. Activia.
Hey, hold on. We've got a sponsor. We can't say Activia.
Oh.
We do have a sponsor.
When do we do sponsor?
After this question.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay. So excited, guys. Sponsor. Dollars.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Are we getting paid?
77 cents each per word.
Oh my god. Flesh it out. You gotta flesh that shit out.
It's not up to me. It's up to the lady who runs the business.
Oh.
She's doing her own ad.
And what's her name?
Katie. Sebastian.
Katie Sebastian.
Yeah.
She sounds like a treat.
She is.
From Activia. I started seeing this guy. The topic of how many people have you slept with came up. I panicked and lowered my number by about 10 to 20. He freaked out and was still obviously repulsed. He barely spoke to me for the rest of the night, and I've been feeling weird about it since. Is he a jerk or am I a slut? I told him I didn't want to know his number, but I know for sure that it's high, if not higher than mine. How do I deal with this? Should I be feeling bad?
Oh, Activia, Stevia, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you.
Yeah, that's fucking yuck.
What's your first thought?
Oh, my first thought is that guy is a fucking douchebag.
Yep, massive jerk. So she's concerned because she thinks she's slept with too many people now.
First of all, can I just, before we get... No, you should not be fucking feeling bad.
No.
First out, like, no way. Like, you can't... Also, like, you can't change anything that's happened, so why
in the
fucking...
past. Exactly, yeah. Like,
and also, I really think it's... I think it's shit of him to bring up the how many people have you slept with thing. One, to, like, have the response of, like, being, you know, like, being really shitty about it.
Mm.
You know, like, you knew that there was going to be an answer.
Yeah.
But just to bring it up in general, like, if you're not going to be okay with it, you know, like, just...
Yeah.
Like, why... Also, just to bring it up, like, why do you need to know how many people the person has slept with? Like, well, is that... It's not really that important.
I think that... I did hear someone the other day, and it was a terrible piece of information, which I hated so much.
Yeah.
A male speaking on the issue of women and sex.
Yes.
And their past sexual encounters.
Okay.
So he was saying, most men don't want to admit it, but... they like to kind of see girls they're fucking as virginal. Like, they have not been, like, sullied before.
Okay.
Which I find fucking repulsive because...
I find it repulsive too, but if we go back to, like, the sexual kinks thing, if that's, like, a quirk or, like, a thing that, like, gets someone off...
No, but I don't think that's, like, the case for this.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, yeah, if that's, like, if you want to dress in white and pretend that they're fucking Mother Mary, like, more power to you.
Yeah.
But... I think this guy is just going...
Oh, you know, this guy isn't that...
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And I was watching a documentary the other day about the reconstruction of hymens in amongst a Muslim community.
Yeah.
Because these women were getting fucking surgery to sew hymens back in because for fear that their families would, like, kill them or kill themselves because they found out that they weren't virgins when they were married.
Yeah.
Like, women have had such a raw fucking end of the deal for so long. And there's jerks like this who are just like, oh, you've had, like, fun in the past and, like, you've, like, fucked people and, like, you've loved it. Like, oh, like, fuck you for being empowered and, like, fuck you for loving sex and fuck you for having sexual partners. Like,
or just, like, fuck you for living.
Yeah.
Like...
It's like, how does... And plus, oh, and at the end, I think that got me the most mad.
What?
When she said, I know that he has... Something like, I know he has more.
I know... sorry, I'm just trying to find out. I know for sure that it's high, if not higher than mine.
Yeah. So he's like, he's just being disgusted because, like, of her gender.
Mm.
Because if his mate had said, oh, yeah, I fucked 30 women, he'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, I assume there would be high fives exchanged.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, like, that's, it's not fair. And, like, when you sort of, the difference, why is, the difference between, like, why does it have to be different between a male and a female, like, with this? Like, why is it different, like, if a guy fucks 50 girls, then, you know, he's a ledge, as people say, and if a girl does, she's a slut, as people say.
Mm.
Like, what is that?
It's shaming. It's like... is there such a thing as sex negative? Because that's what that is.
Yeah. So well, it is.
The opposite of sex positive.
Mm.
So if you...
It's fucking disgusting. Also, with, like, just in regards to this question, look, I don't want to fucking give anyone advice that's like, you know, go and, like, dump this person or whatever.
Oh, I would. But go and dump him.
But absolutely, like, this is just me personally.
Yeah.
I would never, ever want to be with someone that... like, that fucking said any... Like, no, not on. He's, that is not fucking on at all. They're like, do you really want to be with someone that... Ugh.
He's shaming you.
And, like, oh, he's sorry, making it's making
feel,
me, like...
Yeah. He's making you feel guilty for something that you've done in the past, for starters. Yeah,
got nothing to do with him at all.
And that he has done more so than you.
Yeah.
Not that it should be a competition or a game or anything like that, but, like, it's actually... incredible double standard.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I have a dick and I can't be judged like that.
Mm.
Because you have a vagina, a vulva, I should say. Mm. That's the correct word. Did you know that?
No.
So, like, the entire thing is, like, a vulva.
Yes.
And the entrance and, like, the hole is a vagina.
Ah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Learning.
But, yeah, so, like, just because you have different genitalia, you've got different standards?
Yeah.
I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
Also... I would be more than happy to know that my partners had had multiple partners, because as long as it's safe sex and everybody's protected.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pick up some, like, awesome tricks.
Tips, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's a benefit. It's like the rainbow of, like, having sex with lots of people is that you pick up skills along the way. It's like, oh, I've never done this before. This is handy.
I think, I definitely agree with that. But I think, I mean, like, if my partner told me, like, that he'd slept with, like, you know, 30, 50, 60, whatever, don't care, what the, like, X amount of girls, I wouldn't, I guess my reaction would be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's not something that I, like, want to think about, you know? Like, it's not, I don't...
Yeah.
It's not something that I would ever ask my partner, I don't think, because I don't think I need to know the number.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to know my number.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's important at all.
No.
How many people you've slept with. But, I mean, yeah, I guess it's just, I'm really fucking hanging on to this part of the question. Well, like, that he fucking asked her.
Yeah.
He brought this thing up.
Yeah.
What, like, I don't understand what he expected.
Yeah.
What, for her to say, like, oh, no one.
Well, the poor thing, she already feels uncomfortable with him because she dropped her number. Was it by 10?
Yes. Yeah, so she dropped it by 10 and then she wrote to 20.
So she's slept with roughly 30 people, which is, like, I'm not sure how old she is. But
no, it didn't say.
It actually doesn't fucking matter. If it was safe and consensual, who cares?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the fact that she's already dropped the number down means that she's not comfortable with him, for starters.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, he's gone, like, ugh.
Yeah. Didn't speak to her for the rest of the night, and she's been feeling weird. And, okay, should I be feeling bad?
No.
Did you feel bad about your number before this happened? Like, before he fucking put his negative shit on top of you? Did you feel bad about it at all?
I assume.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Is it something that you, like, ever fucking thought about or cared about? Mm. Probably not.
Yeah. And you should never.
No.
Even if it's, like, it doesn't matter how many. Like,
no.
The number can be, up to 100. Who cares? It can be one.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I think as long as you're feeling okay about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever your number is, safe, as long as consensual. You feel good with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's fine. He's a fuckhead.
He's
a low dog. I'm going to get him.
Yeah. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
Yeah, so I think, how do you deal? You deal by saying, hey, Mr. Judgmental as fuck, I'm leaving your sorry ass.
What about, sorry, I know, like, you're onto a really good thing, but what about, hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby.
I nearly sang that. I had to stop myself from singing that. Yeah, hey, Mr. DJ, in brackets, judgmental as fuck, fuckhead.
Put a record on, because I hate you.
yeah, because you're a terrible person. Get away from him. He is toxic, he is judgy. These people, I don't know what's wrong with them.
No, I don't either. But look, I think my personal advice would be to, like, drop him, babe. But I don't know, I'm always interested in, like, opening up a dialogue with people like this. Do you know what I mean?
Like, to, like, educate?
I don't know, if you are curious, I would just say to him, like, I feel really offended and, like, hurt by your double standards and your fucking shit opinion of women.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Ask him. True. Like, it could, do you know, and, like, this is, I'm not sticking up for this guy at all, but I find that a lot of, like, negative, you know, behaviours or, like, opinions or whatever, like, mostly it comes out of ignorance.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, maybe he's just, like, it's never occurred to him that... he's still a shit person. But,
yeah.
You know, that, like, maybe it's never occurred... Like, it'd be cool if you did maybe talk to him and maybe you could educate him. Who knows?
Yeah.
It could be...
Yeah. Depends on how patient you are. If you're a Jade, educate him. If you're an Ella, kick him in the dick. I got no time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. No. But yes. So, good luck, Stevia.
Yeah. Was it Activia or
Activia?
Stevia? What about Stevia, Activia?
All right, Stevia, Activia. I hope that helps.
Yeah, same.
And yeah.
Maybe send us an update. Let us know if you jaded or allied.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sponsor.
So we do have a sponsor, but just before we go to the ad break, we wanted to talk about ratings and reviews on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you do that, go onto iTunes and rate and review us. That'd be totally sick.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I don't really know how iTunes works. Maybe Ella can talk about it, actually. Sorry. Take it away, then.
Essentially, iTunes only, like, it recognises that stuff is good when there's ratings and reviews being kind of chucked on there. People are actually...
Yeah.
I don't know if it is the downloads, but it's audience interaction. Like,
okay, yeah.
It's like, oh, people genuinely like listening to this. Yeah. So
also, like, if you do go on and, like, you know, rate and review it, that's also good for us because we can read them and feel really good about it ourselves. Snaps for Ella and Jade. Snaps. And, yeah, because I think podcasting is a weird thing where you're just, like, talking into a fucking microphone.
Mm.
Yeah, like, we don't have an audience. We don't know if anyone's listening. So it'd be really cool to have a bit of feedback.
Yeah, so rate and review. And now to our sponsor.
Hi, it's Charlie from Fakery. I'm here to tell you that you look dumb. And I'm going to make you look beautiful. What you need is some fake stuff. Like some fake hair, some fake nails, some fake piercings, some fake tan. You just want to get in there and make yourself looking beautiful instead of being looking plain and all that. But yeah, you should come down to Fakery. It's a bit of a play on words. It's like a bakery, but not. It's just for fake stuff. So yeah, come in now, get a wicked deal off me. And yeah, thanks girls. Back to the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie, I think that was.
I think it was Charlie, yeah.
It was Charlie. That's
all things Fakery, apparently.
So that's, I think you can get them up at, gee, I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure, but
just Google
Fakery, I assume. Like,
it's like bakery, but Fakery, I think.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you, Charlie.
But yeah, like, if you do want to get in contact with all things from advertising to advice, our email address is howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. So feel free to write in. That's where we got our question from Activia. Yeah. So also you can inbox us on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so we have a Facebook page, How Do I Deal Podcast.
Also, like the Facebook page, guys.
Yeah, we want some traction on there. We want to know if people are, like, listening and like it. So, cool.
Yeah.
So, great, 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 great. Okay, cool. So, Slut Ever, Vice documentaries.
What? Slut Ever?
So, yeah, I was watching... So, Vice...
Yeah.
I was watching the other day, and there's a, like, little segment type thing, TV show, documentary, pod.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. A woman, she's called herself Slut Ever. Okay. I think it's actually, I can't remember her real name, but it's kind of funny. She starts it off like Sex and the City. But yeah, she had, I think it's like maybe 9 to 12 videos on there of different types of things when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but I love watching it because like the whole sex positive thing wasn't even a question. It was just like her take was all sorts of things. Like she had friends who were cross-dressers. She had, people from across the world that she was dominant to a submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he would get off on, like, paying for her rent and, like all
yeah,
these...
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, she's... anyway, so I was watching that and, yeah, just getting kind of inspired.
Yeah, okay.
To learn more.
Yeah.
And I started talking to a guy on Tinder who was a bedroom crossdresser.
Okay, yep.
So that meant he only... cross-dressers in the bedroom.
Right.
Me personally, I wasn't interested in that, but I was so interested in just learning about it.
In him, yeah.
Yeah. So asking him lots of questions and blah, blah, blah. And he said, you're really lovely, but you're so vanilla.
Okay.
So, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Then I looked up the term vanilla, which I won't tell you right now because it's coming up in a special game that I have planned for Jade. But it led me to looking up different terms in, like, his community. So, like, the BDSM kind of community, kink community.
Yeah.
Which is all part of, like, the whole sex positive thing.
Yeah.
open-minded people. So yeah, started actually trying to learn about some of these different things. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, yeah, it depends on, I think he would call it just a kink, not a BDSM.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like there's a, what is it? A something for every something.
I was gonna say, oh, this is so stupid. I was gonna say a rose for every thorn.
I was gonna say a spoon for every bowl.
Yeah. There's a, let's make one up. There's okay.
The glass for every, milk.
there's a glass for every cabinet. There's a key for every door. Oh, door's good.
That's a good one. There's a key for every door.
There's a money for every wallet.
There's an eyeball for every socket.
I want to get a good one.
There's a
sock for every foot.
There's a I don't know. I fucking know.
There's a dick for every orifice.
Yeah. I loved how we were like anywhere you want to put it.
I was
going
to say vagina, and then I was going to say bum. I thought look.
orifice.
And you thought the same thing, so that's great.
Absolutely. But so. What happened is I got deep into the glossary of the BDSM world. Mm. So, BDSM standing for...
Can I guess?
Oh, sure.
Bondage. Mm-hmm. Dominatrix, something?
Kind of.
Dominating.
Discipline.
BDS.
There's two S's as well, but it's only written once.
Sad is sad.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And, society.
Nah, submission.
Yes, of course. Yep. And M. Masochism.
Yeah.
Masochism.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're probably going to be really good at this. But now... Are you ready, Jade?
Yes.
Are you ready to play? How many BDSM terms does Jade know? Woo! All right. I was going to say I'll put you on the clock, but I'm not sure. Okay, ready?
But I don't have a clock and I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know how.
All right, numero uno, vanilla, the one we're discussing before.
Okay, well, I would say vanilla is like just not boring sexually, but like just, you know, just vanilla sex is just like normal, I guess, like missionary, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Sex. Is that?
Essentially, that's it. So someone who's not into BDSM.
Yeah.
A term sometimes used as in a derogatory sense from people in the BDSM community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'd look at two straight people doing missionary sex and be like, bleh, vanilla.
You guys are so vanilla. It's, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, ding. I think that's 1 point, Jade.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, black sheep party.
Black sheet or sheep?
Sheet.
Like it matters because I don't fucking know what it is. Yeah. Black sheet party.
Yeah.
That is when you wear a black blindfold and play follow the leader with you have sheets and everyone's holding it and someone is walking like it's like a Congo line. And maybe they don't actually have blindfolds on and the sheet's black.
Okay. Well, it's actually a term for an orgy in the BDSM community.
Ah,
so it's like if you're going to a black sheep party, everyone's getting their orgy on.
Ah,
yeah, interesting.
Cool.
Okay, okay. Number, that was like lovely though. I really enjoyed how quickly your brain worked to
sometimes
find something.
I think that I'm, look, we'll get into this after this, but sometimes I think I'm psychic because like I get all of these images straight away in my head, but they're all wrong.
Did you get a black sheet because I said black sheet?
No. I got a mansion with people blindfolded and a sheet.
Was it Eyes Wide Shut?
I haven't seen that.
Anyway, I think that's some form of... I'm not sure. I don't want to...
I think that was wrong.
Don't want to offend anyone from the BDSM community. This is purely an educational exercise.
Yeah.
Number three, chastity.
Like if someone is like chase or chast... Sorry. Cher's daughter.
Bono?
Yeah.
Chastity.
But now it's Chaz Bono.
Chaz Bono.
No, yeah, chastity, like, pure, no, like, has someone virginal. Chastity belt.
So, it's erotic sexual denial or orgasm denial by means of device.
Yeah.
A chastity belt or a cock cage.
Mm.
So, someone actually, like, puts on something to cover their genitals.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of, like, I don't know if this is, like, more, like, real. I don't know if this is real, but, like, have you seen those pictures? It looks like a wire fucking nappy sort of thing.
It's essentially that. Like, it's from the medieval times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was used as a torture device for some people. Also, it was used for women, chastity belt, in, like, the old school times, as in, like, an anti-rape device.
Oh, cool.
Kind of cool, but kind of sad the fact they had to, like, chain themselves up to stop getting raped.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, this is, I think that's interesting, because I like teas.
Mm.
It's one of my, like, I'm a big fan of teas. Not, like, an orgasm denial, that would be fucking annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I understand to a level what they're kind of going on about.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, number four, DM.
DM.
Mm-hmm.
Direct monologue.
Do you have another guess?
Yes. Dick mouth. No. No. I feel like...
Sorry.
I'm getting stressed because I want to get this.
Yeah.
DM. Direct monologues.
All right, I'll say it.
Yeah.
A dungeon master.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, this person supervises the interaction at a party play or enforces the house rules.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose it's like things might get a bit cray.
Mm.
Although, I think within the community, they set a lot of boundaries.
Mm.
But the DM, dungeon master, supervises.
Yeah.
If there's like a big party thing going on.
Yeah.
Now, this one I can't even believe is real.
Okay.
Okay, number five, figging.
Figging.
Figging, F-I-G-G-I-N-G.
Oh, that's easy. It's in when figs are in season, which I believe, I don't know when that is actually, it's to go and pick them.
No, it's actually, like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Putting ginger root in the anus or vagina.
Ginger root? Like ginger?
Like ginger. Figging. Oh,
so I was really close.
You were so close. But yeah, like, isn't that interesting?
Why? I guess it's like warming.
Well, there is some sort of, like, part of my hippie nature that's like, oh, ginger in your bum might be good for it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's good for your health.
Is this... Are we still talking about, like, sex kinks, or is this, like...
No, this is...
Or were you on, like, naturopathdoctor.com?
No, this is still in, like, the kink BDSM, okay, like, glossary.
Yeah.
But...
So it's not, like, a ginger enema or something?
No, it's just... They just get the whole root and put it in there.
And did you find out, like, is it for, like, because of the shape of them?
I'm not sure.
Or is it, like,
that's all it said.
Okay, I'm going to look into... I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, thinking. Okay, cool.
That's so interesting to me. Continue.
Now, this one is, like, kind of a giveaway in the, like, way I'm going to say it. I'm going to mispronounce it as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number six. Neo Tamori.
Something about... Japanese.
Yeah.
Like anime, maybe? No, we're talking about
To make someone a human sushi platter.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I've seen them before, no, but they're not allowed to move. So it's like they'll be having a black sheep party or something.
Yeah.
And there'll be someone who's being a Neo Tamori in the middle.
Yeah.
Who's, like, they have their mouth filled with, like, wasabi, and they have sushi all over their naked body.
So they're,
like,
a table.
Yeah.
Samantha does that in Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what she's got.
So laying there and then, like, with just, like, sushi all over them. Sushi. And people just, like, eat the sushi off
their naked body. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just, like, a Japanese table.
Yeah.
Neo Tamori.
Translation,
Japanese table.
Human sushi platter. Now, this one I didn't even have to write it down because I remember it.
Yeah.
Number seven, pegging.
Pegging. When you put pegs on your boobies?
No, this is out of, I remember it from Broad City.
Is it in the first four episodes?
No.
That's all I've watched.
Okay. Okay, pegging is when a female straps on and penetrates a male in the anus.
Oh, okay.
So I think that, like, it's becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
It's not probably just a BDSM thing anymore because, like,
no.
Butt stimulation's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I never knew that it was called pegging. That's interesting. Yeah.
I suppose, like, putting a peg in a hole. What? You know how, I don't know. Okay, don't worry. Moving on. Number 8. Collared.
Collared, like collar?
C-O-L-L.
A-R-E-D. Collared, like when someone wears a collar and perhaps a leash. Or collared greens.
The first one's closer.
Yeah.
So it's worn by a submissive or a slave that is owned in an intimate, loving relationship.
So
it's just kind of like a visual representation of like what their status is in the relationship.
Yeah.
When someone's collared.
Yeah.
This one I would hate.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, exercise.
Okay. I'm thinking it's either like you're exercised like a demon is exercised, but considering you hate it, I'm thinking it might be the other exercise, like riding a bike or going for a run.
Forcing your submissive to exert physical exercise as a form of humiliation. Oh. May include lifting, running, or weightlifting.
Oh, God.
So it's like, in a derogatory way.
Mm.
I suppose, like, they'd do it to an extent where they were, like, actually exhausted. But, yeah. So, and then we've got one last one.
Okay, yeah.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Tens unit.
Tens unit?
Yeah, T-E-N-S unit.
Unit. Tens unit. Having 10 people living in an apartment together?
Like a in clown. In a flat? Like a clown flat?
Like a clown. Is it tens unit? Is it clown flat?
Yes. No. Applying electrical impulses to the body at safe levels.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Like, that's all I've got for now.
Okay, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, I just think those are all so interesting. And I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah, I've never. Well, except for Peggy. I think I got one right. Did I get one right?
Oh, you got vanilla right. You got...
How vanilla of me.
I think you got chastity right.
Yeah, chest bono.
Collared, you got right. Exercise, you got right.
Yeah. Yeah, that is interesting.
So you got a fair few. But, like, yeah, so, like, parts of kind of a different kind of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Intercourse.
Intercourse. Interesting, more like it. Am I right, guys?
Is she right?
But, yeah, that figging one, I'm so looking into that.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as...
I know, like, where does it go?
Curiosity killed the cat.
But, yes, sex positive. Everybody?
Positivity.
Exactly.
Sex. Positive. Sorry, I'm doing arm movements that go along with this.
You need to get positive with yourself. Oh, yeah. Sex positive is also like being like, yes, masturbate. Oh my God, the amount of amazing chemicals in your brain that come out when you have good sex and have orgasms and masturbate. Mm. And like, yeah, like.
It's all good. It's all good stuff. And like before, we were going to say this, but we'll just like quickly touch on it. The porn thing.
Yeah.
Like, can be really bad, can be good. It's never a bad thing if you watch it. You know, like, we're not saying that, like, you shouldn't watch porn because it's sex. You know, like, it's, you know, it's a bad... Like, I think it can be a really healthy thing if you know that it's not realistic and it is... What did you say before? Like, it is a form of entertainment. That's it.
Even, like, the porn star that I was listening to on a podcast talking about porn, she was just, like... She was amazing, by the way. Like, she knew every name of, like, the... genitalia, even in like Latin, like,
yeah,
and she
cool.
She knew how to get people off like mechanically. She was if you touch the blah 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 and like rotate the blah blah blah, then you're going to get like someone to climax.
Wow,
guaranteed. Like, because she's 30 plus years in the porn industry.
Yeah.
But yeah,
does she love it?
Yes, she's still performing. Her name's Nina something. I'll find it and I'll put it in the description.
Yeah. Put a link to maybe the That'd be good.
Yeah. I'll just put her name so you can Google it, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in summary, like, sex positive. Get the dialogue going. I think that
Open up communions.
Absolutely. With your friends as well. I think that before I knew what it was to be sex positive, and when I was a lot younger, of course I was just, had fallen into the path of everybody else being like, oh, girls shouldn't have as much sex as boys, and...
Do you know what I found, like, I was in a really big pattern of, it's hard to even, like, say because it's ridiculous, but I feel like I wouldn't be alone in thinking this, but, like, if the boy gets off and you don't, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Another, like, okay. You are entitled to your orgasm. Please don't fake your orgasms.
Yeah.
It's setting a weird standard for men.
It's sending out, yeah, exactly. It's bad for both. It's bad for everyone.
It's bad for you because you don't get off. It's bad for him because he thinks he's a goddamn god.
Yeah, like he
thinks. It's bad for the next woman he fucks because she's like laying there and he's like, oh yeah, like, is that not getting you off? And then he's fucked because he's like, oh, now I can't get this person off.
Yeah, no, it's a really bad thing. And I think, like, I think everything's good now. Like, we're at an age where we can, like, well, me personally, like, I am comfortable to open up a bit of a dialogue and be like, you know, this is what I want, this is blah, blah, blah. But I feel like you can definitely get trapped into that when you're a bit younger and it can sort of follow on, because it definitely did for me.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Yeah. And, yeah, like, never feel guilty about, like, wanting to experience pleasure if you're doing it in a consensual, safe way.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, oh, there's something just quickly on that. Don't deny yourself of orgasms. Get really in touch with yourself to try and have them.
Mm-hmm.
Something about mew, mew, mew. Oh, hard, fast rule.
Hard, fast rule.
Don't be mean.
Never be mean.
That means don't slut shame. Don't make fun of people for, like, their sexual wants, desires, needs. They may not match yours. Doesn't mean you're any better or worse than them, but, like, don't be mean.
Yeah, just never be mean. Especially, I think, sex can be a really, like, you're quite vulnerable.
Yeah.
We're not just, like, in having sex, I just mean, like, just anything around sex, I feel like it can leave people feeling quite vulnerable. So, never fucking be mean around that, you know, like, it's really personal.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Yeah. And constantly educate yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not, like, educate yourself on ways to do it, ways to get better at it.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that it's, like, one size fits all. Everybody's different. But, it's important. It's your base chakra. It's your red chakra.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I sound like such a hippie mama. But,
It's good.
Yeah. Also, I found out that, so, if I was to put my sex life as a title of a musical, it would be Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Yes, exactly. I had to say that because I was like,
I don't know what
perfect.
Mine would be. None of your fucking business. That's a Josh. That was a Josh. I'm Joshing.
The Wizard of O.
Oh, yeah. What else is there?
Greasy.
Greasy. I love that.
What
else is there? I'm just trying to think of any fucking musical now.
The Sound of Moaning.
Yeah.
These might all just be porn versions.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... oh, fuck, I'm trying to think of a spin-off Jersey Boys. Maybe it could just be Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
It's all, like, four of them.
Yeah.
Jersey Boys. All four of them.
Just with that Jade with a thumbs up in the middle.
That's my black sheep. That's my black sheep.
I can see the poster now.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love Jersey Boys, all four of them.
Yes. So good. All right, thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Yeah,
remember,
thank you so much.
Rate and review on iTunes. You can hit us up on howdoideal podcast@gmail.com or howdoideal podcast on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you want to follow my Twitter or Instagram. Twitter is Ella P. Gleason and my Instagram is Ella_Gleason. So lots of just, like, weird fun content on there.
Yeah. I'm not really big on the social medias. Anyone's more than welcome to follow me on Instagram, but there's not much going on there. But maybe I'll put more maybe I'll start throwing out some content.
Ooh,
hello. It's Jade Clee. Just Jade Clee, one word. JadeClee. Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Be sex positive.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Sexpo. Is that what sexpo is?
Sex positive. Did we just learn something?
Yes.
Oh my god. Guys, we've got to go Google some stuff. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.